Breitbart, Texas, reported that Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick put the blame for the deaths of 10 illegal aliens packed in the back of an 18-wheeler on sanctuary cities. Sunday's tragedy is why I made passing Senate Bill 4 to ban sanctuary cities, which is now law, a top priority, Patrick said on Facebook. Sanctuary cities entice people to believe they can come to America and Texas and live outside the law. Sanctuary cities also enable human smugglers and cartels. It's a stretch to say that in this specific case, local sanctuary policies for illegal immigrants is responsible for these deaths. However, in general, Patrick is right in that sanctuary policies, or any known non-enforcement policy, is a key ingredient in the encouragement of the lawless illegal immigration machine. All people have differing aversions to risk as individuals, and the same applies in a larger social context. It's not just individual criminals who make risk assessments of each crime, a go or no-go decision based on risk factors. Criminal enterprises, both formal and informal, make the same assessments. Advertised Democrat and left-wing policies of soft or non-enforcement of immigration law, whether federal, state, or local, have the specific and combined effect of encouraging more and greater lawless behavior because such lowers the levels of perceived risk by both smugglers and other facilitators and the risk-reward calculation of individual people. A strong law and order stance is not inherently cruel or hateful, yet such is portrayed so, especially about immigration. If you don't like the law, you've got to fight to change it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.